And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here about once a month, speaking of the arts.
Hey there. Hey. Sorry I missed you last month. Thanks for forgiving me and covering for me.
Oh, yeah, I know. Emergencies happen.
They do. Thank you. And I'm now a general assignment writer for the New Mexican. I'm really enjoying it. They give me something different to do every single day.
Oh, my goodness.
And Chris Quintana, who is a terrific reporter, has taken over the education beat 2 weeks ago. He's just doing a great job, and it was a wonderful beat for me to have, just like the arts was wonderful. So, and I'm back to covering the film industry as part of my beat, by the way, so you might see some more film coverage from me, and that's kind of nice. You change, and you get new things to do, and you show up on the Mary Charlotte Show. Well, thanks for having me. Have a good show, and I'll see you next month. Oh, wait, we have a half hour to fill.
What's going on?
It's Gay Pride Weekend here in Santa Fe.
Yay!
And there's a bunch of stuff happening starting tonight.
How about the Supreme Court?
Are they happening here this weekend? Tell
well,
me
go
all
ahead.
About it.
No,
go ahead. It ties right
no,
into
no,
this.
No. I'll get the headline. Take
right.
your time.
You
go
get
ahead.
Okay. So,
same-sex marriage is a right. The Supreme Court rules 5-4.
And that ties into Gay Pride Weekend.
Yay.
In Santa Fe. Starts tonight at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center courtyard when the gay social group Friends of Dorothy meets. You got to pay a slight suggested cover charge, which benefits the Pride movement. There's a Venus Ladies Dance tonight at 9 o'clock at the Convention Center, and then there's the Men's Locker Room Dance, at 10 p.m. down the street at the Blue Rooster. And each dance has a cover charge. Then you got a Bottoms Up Pride Brunch tomorrow at the High Note, and you've got the parade, Color Our World with Pride at 1 p.m. Saturday. I hope I have that right, at the Para Building off Paseo de Peralta, and it's going to work its way around downtown by the South Federal Place. You're going to be able to see, that and the Pride Festival all day. There's so much other stuff going on. You can check a whole bunch of different websites to find out more, from www.skylight.com to www.bluerooster.bar.com to www.santafehra.org. There's a bunch of stuff. We have a nice little mixed media by Jennifer Levin covering everything in today's Pasatiempo.
Excellent. Now, tomorrow, June 27th, Talleres Master Artist Workshop with Jimmy E. Trujillo from 9 to 4. Bring your own bag lunch from the Spanish Colonial Arts Society. It may be full because it's limited to a very small number of people, but if you are interested, members of the public can also audit the workshop, but if you're interested, call 505-982-2226, extension 109, by today.
And if you like cowboy stuff like I do, it is the Rodeo de Santa Fe weekend as well. It's the 66th annual rodeo. So what year does that mean it started? Roughly
what?
In 1940? 66. No, 1950.
Yeah.
All right, so 66th annual rodeo out at the rodeo grounds. There's rodeo athletics, there's food, there's kids' mutton-busting competitions. The gates open at 5 o'clock tonight for the weekend. You can get all sorts of ticket deals. Call 988-1234, which, as you know, is the Tickets to Santa Fe phone number over at the Lenzic. Lots of stuff over there. A few years ago, I went there and got into a bidding war and bid $400 on behalf of the New Mexican for a little duck.
And did you get it?
I got the duck, and then I had to give him back to the 4-H Club. I said, I'm donating him back to you. So I think Ducky got to live. But what's funny is I kept outbidding this lady on the other side of the rodeo, and she got really mad at me. 5 years goes by, and I go out to the rodeo again to cover some event, and the lady's sitting behind me, and it was one of our state representatives, whose name is escaping me, but her first name was Rhonda. And she was griping to her comrades at this 5 years later, like, I came here about 5 or 6 years ago, and some guy outbid me for a duck. It went up to $400. I turned around and said, that was me, and we chatted, and it was very nice. She was a nice lady. I owned ducks when I lived in Greece, but that's a whole different story. Happy 19th birthday, Warehouse 21.
Yes.
You said it. That's going to be on Saturday, and head on over there from 9 a.m. to 10:30 at night. There's going to be an art show, a kiddo disco dance, breaker battle, concert. No charge. Go support Warehouse 21. I love that place. I got to go back over there and start doing theater there again.
Yes, you do.
It's been a great place.
There just aren't enough puns in this city.
Oh, that's pretty punny. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Gerald Peter Gallery is having some openings tonight from 5 to 7. There's an artist who we had on the show several years ago who I just heard from again, called Robert Bultemann. He's done a show called Life in Shadow, and he does this amazing photographic technique where he uses flowers and plants, and then he shoots some kind of energy through them. I can't remember, like electricity or something, and photographs them in this unique way. And they're these glowing sort of like strangely like electronic alive plant things. I can't explain them, but you should go over there and check it out. And then also at the Gerald Peters Gallery, there is an opening of work of a group show, Contemporary Naturalism, with several different artists, and some of them are painting ducks, so you should probably head over there yourself.
Oh boy, quack, yeah. Quack, yep. I'm happy.
Yeah, but really interesting looking landscapes and wildlife paintings and things like that.
That's strange, because coming off that convoluted explanation you just made for this incomprehensible, if not indecipherable, activity you mentioned.
What are you talking about?
On Sunday, you can go to the New Mexico History Museum, get this, and you can sand cast your hands. It's from 1:30 to 3:30, and that's all we know about it. Now tell me about that. What's sand casting?
I don't know.
You don't know either. I mean, is that like where you put your hands in sand and like you're on the beach?
I really don't know what sandcasting is.
And you get to take it home and look at it?
Maybe it's like how you make a sandcastle with a sandcast?
I would think it would be something like that. From folks like you and me from the East Coast, where we had beaches and we used to build sandcastles. Anyway, it looks fascinating. It's by museum admission, which I think on Sundays, if you are a New Mexican, it's free. But bring the kids, go down and sandcast your hands. That's not like when gangsters put your feet in like cement in those barrels and throw you in the river, right?
Sand casting, also known as sand molded casting, is a metal casting process characterized by using sand as the mold material. The term sand casting can also refer to an object produced via the sand casting process. Thank you, Wikipedia.
I like that you acknowledge that, because sometimes you rattle off these facts that you know off the top of your head, and you look smart compared to me. But when I can stump you once in a while, all right, I got
go
one
ahead,
more for you.
Stump me.
Get this. Dye marbling techniques. Dye, D-Y-E, at CCA. Derek Chan's leading a workshop in this that goes with an exhibit called Mending the World Through a Dream. It's from 2 to 5 on Sunday. So I'm wondering, what's dye marbling? Is that like marbles as we had as kids and you're going to dye them different colors to confuse the opposition?
I don't know, but I once did paper marbling and it was so much fun.
Really? What was that about?
What you do is you basically get a bunch... You have a water-based solution, and then you have a kind of oily paint-based mixture on the top, and so you can put blobs of different color paint, and then you move them around in artistic ways, and then you lay the paper on top, and when you take it off, it has kept the oily paint layer on top.
That's paper marbling?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Did you ever have a dream that's almost like a nightmare where Jerry Lewis is wallpapering your bedroom?
Moving right along, Rhythm and Blues, the art and color of calligraphy, a free lecture by Italian master calligraphy Massimo Polello, a special presentation sponsored by the Palace Press, is today at 6 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. Oh, and that's, I got that from the New Mexico History Museum, who also sent the Sand Cast Your Hands event.
Hmm. Hey, do we have a kitty of the week, or we can keep talking
while you
look for him?
No, it'll come all around.
Right. So let's say you want to learn about historic maps and how to learn from them and what you can learn with them and how to teach them. Monday, all day long, 9 to 5, teaching with historic maps takes place at the New Mexico History Museum, and there's no charge. And so it looks like Dennis Reinhartz and Judy Reinhartz, as well as Patricia Hewitt, who's the librarian over there, they're going to talk about all the various maps they have and how you can use them to learn stuff. Remember as kids we used to love maps? Now we just hit Google and we know where we're going, unless you GPS.
I love maps. I still love maps.
Me too.
Yeah. And the thing about Google Maps is you can't get an overview, especially the thing on your phone, which is great. GPS tells you where you're going, except when it isn't correct. But it usually is correct. But having an overview where you see the whole state and you see what the choice of roads is and you look at all the little towns along the way. I love just state maps.
I still use a Rand McNally Atlas when I drive across country. Is that weird?
I don't know. If you think this is weird, ladies and gentlemen, write to radiocafe@ksfr.org. We'll take a poll.
I knew you were going to pull something like that on me.
What?
That's exactly what I get for opening my big mouth.
Llewellyn Galleries has an exhibition opening today from 5 to 7. Brent Godfrey, Nature, Nurture. And that looks like some pretty interesting painting. One of the paintings is called Bunny Boy. One is called Pluck.
Oh, Bunny Boy.
But very well painted pictures at Llewellyn Gallery.
I thought Santa Fe Bandstand on the Plaza, which is the nightly and the lunchtime array of musical events for people to enjoy, started this coming Monday, but it doesn't. It starts July 7th, which is the following Monday following the 4th of July, and runs through, you know, the end of August. So get ready for Santa Fe Bandstand. Check out santafebandstand.org. It's really cool to go down there on the nights and listen to the music. And if you're lucky, there's room to dance, although I think the concrete, while not perfect, is certainly acceptable, but it's hardly the best dance floor in town.
Bring your sneakers.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Because I've brought my cowboy boots, and it doesn't quite
work. It does not fly, unless you like shin splints. No. Hunter Kirkland Gallery is having an opening of Pastels by Rick Stevens, and also very beautiful. I'm getting all the art ones are coming across my email today, but... looking like very beautiful work at Hunter Kirkland Gallery. And, you know, it is Friday, and virtually all the galleries are open. So go check it out and walk around town, and I know it'll be a beautiful evening to do so.
There's about 25 gallery openings for tonight in the Paso Tiempo, so you're absolutely right.
And one more thing I wanted to let people know about. We actually talked about this earlier in the week, and that is this Thursday, there is an event called It's the People's Data. It's an organizational meeting at the Santa Fe Community Foundation, and that's at 501 Helena Street. It's Thursday at 1 o'clock. For more information, you can contact Tom Johnson at 473-9646 right here in the 505 area code. And it's all about basically changing the way that data is presented so that it's user-friendly and the citizens who paid for the collection of the data get to actually access and use it, especially journalists, but also citizens doing whatever kinds of investigations they're doing. And it's totally open to the public, and the community will make this project happen.
Great. Some theater stuff happening. Wise Fool New Mexico has Bus 2015. And this is their 13th annual showcase of aerialists and acrobats and other performers who took a workshop with them. Wise Fool is just this terrific ensemble of mostly, but not all, women, by the way, who do a lot of acrobatic, aerial, and a lot of social, economic, and social political theater stuff. Anyway, they're running all weekend. Go check it out. Discounts are available. They're doing this at the Armory for the Arts on Old Pecos Trail. You can check the Paso Tiempo for listings, or look up Wise Fool New Mexico, or check out brownpapertickets.com. It's the last weekend for Bench Warmers, a collection of six short plays set around a bench. I think this is the 14th year that the Santa Fe Playhouse has done it. I saw the show. As usual, it's a mixed bag, but what I liked about it this year is that it used to be eight shows with a matinee break.
Mm-hmm. It's called an intermission.
I was looking for the word right now. I didn't have Wikipedia or GPS or nothing in front of me.
I didn't either.
I got to improvise all the time when I come on here. And I liked, they only had six one acts, and there was no break, and it went really fast. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, so it was, there were some, as always, some of them
you got it.
Strike your fancy more than others, and maybe there's something for everybody. But definitely check it out. Nice to see what's happening in local community theater.
Yeah, and I do one more time. I like that they do only six, and they did it fast without an intermission. And then Guerra is a play over at Teatro Paraguas. It's a stage reading of the Sandra Tenas play about growing up in Albuquerque. 7 o'clock tonight, Teatro Paraguas does some really fascinating bilingual theater. I've tried to keep up with them more than some of the other theater that I stopped going to once I stopped reviewing. But I don't get to everything anymore. But I've always liked what Argos and those guys do over there at Teatro Paraguas.
Yeah, so. And kudos to Teatro Paraguas and all the other local theaters who just keep at it year after year, and some really good stuff comes out of it. Okay, here we go. You ready for the drum roll?
Wait, let me do it. Wait.
Drum roll.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's really good. Adopt your copacetic kitty companion from Felines and Friends. This week's...
I didn't believe you, by the way. You sounded dubious to believe. Oh, is this Kitty and Friends ready?
Yeah.
Then you need to ask for purr. You don't say drum roll. Say,
oh, okay.
All right, get ready. Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
This week's featured cat is Kalinda. I've seen Kalinda. Kalinda is so cute. Kalinda's a good kitty. She's very social and outgoing. She would prefer a home where she can be an only cat. Oh. So if you are catless, Kalinda could be the kitty for you.
That's
she seems
me.
To like children and gentle dogs.
I do.
She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and red tabby markings.
That's
and
true.
She's probably about five or six years old, something like that.
I haven't looked at my birth certificate. I don't know.
If you are interested in adopting Kalinda, please call 505-316-2281. You can go to fandfnm.org, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And there we have it.
That's better than a drum roll.
Oh, God, it's so much better.
Say, what time is it, and what's the weather report?
It's 8:51. The weather, good. Next, Geist Cabaret.
Every once in a while, I give you grief about this. It's good to let people who are driving know what time it is, is there going to be. I know it's not a commercial station, but...
It's 8:51, sunny,
it's good. And,
mild.
All right, go ahead.
Geist Cabaret. David Geist plays solo at Pranzo. Geist Cabaret at Pranzo. All performances from 6 to 9 at Pranzo Italian Grill.
Nice, and the rock and country group Sierra is playing at La Fonda tonight. They are just so much fun to dance to. They've played on the Plaza. They're at 8 o'clock now, covered down at the old La Fonda. And I think this is the weekend of the Buckaroo Ball down there at the Las Campanas. But I think if you didn't get your ticket, you're probably not going to get in. Live and silent auctions, dinner, dancing, South by Southwest band. I think it's too late to get the tickets, but try 988-1234. All the money benefits nice charities. Civil War in the West. We tend to forget that the Civil War actually was not so civil out here in New Mexico.
Civil War is an oxymoron.
Look, you've called me a lot of names over the years on this show, but never before have you ever said that was an oxymoron. I'm not a moron of any kind. Mm. What do you mean it's an oxymoron?
Think about it. Go ahead, read your thing.
I thought onomatopoeia was an oxymoron. All right, so there's a two-hour tour of the Battle of Glorieta Pass. That's going to be on Saturday. There's an entrance fee. It's not too expensive, and the tour is not too expensive. You can do it all pretty cheaply. Call for reservations, and then they give a website. Oh, here's the phone number, 505-757-7241, and that's at the old E.E. Fogelson Visitor Center in Pecos National Historic Park, not even a 30-minute drive away. Somebody in town, they like Civil War stuff. Take them out there. Get rid of them for a couple hours.
Get rid of them,
I mean,
says Robert.
Have them go do something different in Santa Fe.
Singer-pianist Charles Titchener is playing at El Agave in Burrow Alley, Fridays and Saturdays, 6 to 9, Broadway, pop, and classical. So that's something to put in your array of choices of things to do in the evening.
There's always something to do here. There's too much to do, if you ask me.
Stop having so much good stuff. Just kidding.
All right, on Sunday, Debbie Brody and Dorothy Alexander are going to be reading some of their collections. In Everything Birds and the Art of Digression, which is a fragmented memoir. It's 5 o'clock over at Teatro Paraguas space on Calle Maria, which is off of Henry Lynch Road, by the way. 5 o'clock, no charge for Debbie Brody and Dorothy Alexander.
Excellent.
And on Monday, J.D. March is going to talk about Dance with the Devil at the Southside Library, Jaguar Drive, 6:30 p.m. on Monday. That's free. And... the Southwest Seminars has a really cool seminar called Coronado, Oñate, and the Mixton War, 1540 to 1542. That's not the hours in military time. Those are the years that this war took place. It's a lecture by archaeologist Matt Barber, 6 p.m. You got to pay to get in. It's Monday at the Hotel Santa Fe off Paseo de Peralta, opposite the Chicago Dog.
And they do stuff every single Monday.
That's correct.
An awesome seminar series.
Great.
Santa Fe River Cleanup Day. That's tomorrow from 10 to 12 at Alto Park in Santa Fe. It's part of the American National Rivers Cleanup. For more information, you can contact the Santa Fe Watershed Association.
I go down to my portion of the river off East Alameda with a shovel, and I dislodge a lot of the big trees and get the garbage out of there whenever I can, so I'm all for that.
Good for you.
I try to be nice sometimes. The water's awfully cold, though.
You do?
I think I have very good manners. Somehow, when I come on your show, I lose sight of them a few times, but never mind that. All right, so.
Don't forget the Wheelhouse Art Gallery, which is on Montezuma Street, and it's right kind of around the corner from the Jean Cocteau. They're also having an interesting-looking opening tonight, and the opening is today, followed by an artist talk, and Eric Gellert and Lauren Montecon are the artists, so go over there and check it out.
So let's say you're interested in acting and film tips, things like that. You don't quite know where to start. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, you can get over to Warehouse 21 on Paseo de Peralta, and the Manhattan TV series actors Harry Lloyd, Chris Denham, and Michael Chernus are going to be giving a little discussion about acting for TV and acting for movies. You got to pay to get in, but I think this would really be good, just a good thing for anybody interested in film acting or who likes those actors or that television show Manhattan. Again, 2 p.m. Saturday, Warehouse 21.
How about that actress from Manhattan who saved the old dog?
Oh, what a beautiful story.
Yeah, there was a dog who was collapsed in the dog park, and the actress, I think her name was Rachel Brosnahan, is that right?
Yeah, she found him.
She found the dog, and they got it to the shelter, and he revived, and he's very old, and they call him Grandpa, and he's now at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary.
Randy, for somebody to come love him. Along
yeah,
with
or just
cat
or just to
Clarissa.
Live. No, Kalinda. No, I think Grandpa's just going to live out his life over there.
Okay, he's safe then.
Hey, here's an event.
What?
The Land of Tranquil Light, YouTube channel's gala performance extravaganza event of the summer, is Monday from 6 o'clock to 7:30 at the Santa Fe Public Library second floor community room. For more information on the Land of Tranquil Light, you can call 505-303-8437.
That reminds me, isn't there the auditions in about an hour for the American Idol over in the rail yard?
Yeah, are you going to go?
To watch it or to audition?
To audition.
I thought I'd do my Dean Martin invitation, see what happens.
Yeah, go for it. Please, please do that.
You are just so... the stuff I can't say on the radio.
There's way too many listings. I think my first segment went too long, and we're not going to be able to read everything. But world-renowned Spanish flamenco dancer Antonio Granjero is starting off the summer season of shows with the company Entre Flamenco. And it starts on July 2nd. It goes through the whole summer. And it's at the lodge at the Maria Benitez Cabaret.
That's pretty good. Now, how much time do we have left?
Go for it.
What do you mean, go
to
for
a
it?
Minute.
Oh. I just want people to have a really safe and wonderful weekend. And remember, it's the Rodeo de Santa Fe.
And it's Gay Pride.
There is a lot of good new movies coming out, including the new Terminator movie. There's a ton of art gallery openings tonight at the various galleries. There's dances. There is music. You can go out to some of the nightclubs and see people. CNS Rock shows at El Farol tonight at 9 o'clock. The Jakes are at Evangelos tonight at 9 o'clock. You can go down to the mineshafts and hear Imperial Rooster at 7 o'clock. You got Wise Fool. You got Teatro Paraguas. You got Bench Warmers. You got tours of the opera. You can go out and take Civil War tours, even if they're not so civil. There's just a ton of stuff to do. I love Santa Fe, and I love you, Mary Charlotte, and I'm going to miss you, but I'll see you again in a month.
Yeah, and don't forget, at the CCA, there is a series called The Auteurs, which is the collaboration with the St. John's Film Institute, and they're having classic movies every weekend. And I've seen the first two, Charlie Chaplin and then Buster Keaton. I'm in love with Buster Keaton.
Oh, Buster
Keaton's
terrific. The General, what a wonderful movie.
The General,
movie.
What a great movie. And then this weekend, it's Touch of Evil, so check out the CCA. Also, check out the Jean Cocteau and check out the Screen and all your local movie theaters. They're all doing great work. And gosh, I'm so sorry we couldn't get to everything, but you know what? Pick up your Pasatiempo, pick up your reporter, and get yourself out of the house.
And if you want to pick me up, give me a call.
And pick up Robert Knott. His email. No.
No, you don't.
You can. If you're interested in that, please write to radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Hey, what happened with the poll?
Well, it's gonna roll in. It doesn't happen all at once. Okay. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
I know that. You say that every time I come on here.
I know, but that's because somebody might be a brand new listener.
Okay.
We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And we are on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. Thanks also to Studio X, who are our webmasters and web designers. All right, it's just about time to go. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team.
Fast.
And after that, jazz.